I wonder if you can begin by telling our listeners the idea behind the album. What unifies these two composers in this particular recording?
What unifies them? I think, well, first of all, makes me think of Brahms, how much he loved Schubert's music, how much he admired it. He was a big promoter of his music and also editing, sometimes even copying the scores of Schubert. And to link these two composers, I think I always go back to a quote that I read somewhere by Wilhelm Kempff, that he puts it beautifully. He says, "Schubert reveals his innermost secrets to us in Piano and Pianissimo." And I really find that in these last four opuses, Brahms is also so touching and so intimate and most of all so very personal in this, when he uses these dynamics as well.
The name of the album is Final Thoughts, and these are the final piano works for these two composers.
Yes.
As far as Brahms is concerned, he lived into his 60s and certainly had a much different experience than Schubert, who died when he was just barely into his 30s. And Schubert maybe had more of a sense of his death was imminent
when
he was writing this music.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference, then, between the two and the way that they approach their final works for the piano?
Well, I guess it's the... Well, first of all, it's the age difference. And the final thoughts of Brahms' pieces, it's what I find is so interesting, is because he had more or less stopped writing for the piano, and then what prompted him to write... 20 pieces, just in almost in one go. It's quite puzzling, and also the way he ends the all these cycles with this big rhapsody, and which ends very dramatic in a very dramatic way, and also in a minor key, and as if something. I don't know. I always think that maybe something, some regrets or some kind of frustration in his life or something that he didn't achieve.
Mm.
I mean, this is just it's just personal things that I think about. And it's the last pieces, the last piece he wrote for the piano.
You talk about the dramaticism of that rhapsody from his mm-hmm. final piano opus. It's interesting when you go back to the beginning with those fantasies from opus 116 of Brahms.
Yes.
And the capriccio that he begins with, you don't necessarily think of that as overly dramatic, but when juxtaposed next to that Schubert piano sonata, all of a sudden Brahms bursts through the door.
Yes, exactly.
And it's a completely different kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
To that music. What I find most interesting about this recording is how Schubert sounds almost light and happy compared to the Brahms.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I meant. It's when it's this intimate, and like the Brahms is like a diary of his life. Every piece is so personal. And not saying that the Schubert is not personal, on the contrary. But for instance, it's very contrasting. For instance, if you compare in both sonatas, the transitions when going from the very poignant and very moving slow movements and what follows, for instance in the A major, there's a very light light-hearted, a beautiful joyous scherzo, And even the finale, I mean, so much like a song, really. Song-like and very full of life. That's what I find that is so striking in Schubert's finales.
Now, this is your first Schubert recording?
Yes.
But you've been playing these pieces for...
Yes, I've been playing these pieces for some time, especially, particularly the B-flat sonata.
Yeah.
And I've been playing a lot of Brahms and have made already some recordings before of Brahms piano music.
Right. Well, have you ever paired these two composers before in concert?
Yes, I used to do that quite often. For instance, I would do something like playing in the first half the Brahms Sonata number 3 and the second half the Schubert B-flat.
Is that where the idea for this album came from, or how did you come up with that?
I don't know. I think these things come little by little, and we came with all this repertoire, and I still go back also to the days I took these courses with Wilhelm Kempf, when as a token for us students at his home in Positano, he gave a Schubert recital, just a private Schubert recital for us.
Wow.
We were 6 or 7 students.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes, pretty unforgettable.
Yeah.
And then for encores, he sat down and played one of the Romanza and the last intermezzo of the Opus 118.
Yeah.
So maybe something like that stayed with me, and it was right there just waiting. I waited many years, but I mean, here it is.
If you had to choose a favorite, or if there's something that maybe speaks to you a little bit more than the others, I'm curious if you could talk a little bit about maybe some of those selections.
It's not an easy question, because I start talking about one of the pieces and then I go to the next. There's no ending. But, you know, the Opus 118, number 2, Opus 116, number 4, the E major intermezzo, I don't know, it's hard to say.
Well, talk to me a little bit about that Opus 118, number 2, because if I had to choose a favorite, that would be my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it about that particular intermezzo that catches your ear?
I think there's so much tenderness in this A major intermezzo. I think what I was saying about Brahms being personal, I think that every note is so beautifully written, and the pace of the piece, and so touching. I don't know what it is. I'm glad we cannot talk about music in those depths. That's why music exists.
I see your point. I mean, your performance speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's always interesting, though, to try to explore the mindset of the mm-hmm. artist a little bit.
I know it's hard to talk about music.
Yeah,
you just want to play and convey as faithful and as movingly the what's written there.
Yeah. When you're sitting down with Brahms at the piano, or with Schubert at the piano, what is going through your head while you're actually performing?
You just try to concentrate solely on the music. There's nothing else, really.
I love to watch performers listen to their own recordings. You can always sort of get a sense of them becoming self-conscious or aware of what they were doing in the studio.
I know, because you recall every detail, and it's terrible.
How is it terrible?
Not terrible, not. I mean, the thing is, it's just this process, and when you do it, you're just thinking about the music and trying to do your best and really to with the technology, now it's trying not to just to be superficially perfect, which could be very tempting, but that's not the point, really.
Well, you've had a lot of acclaim over the years for your recordings, and this one certainly fits that category. Beautiful playing and beautiful music, and really listening to it, being familiar with some of it.
Thank you so much.
My ear was caught a little bit by, like I mentioned, going from Schubert to Brahms, and it really made Brahms sound very different and made Schubert sound different for me as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The name of the recording is Final Thoughts, the last piano works of Schubert and Brahms on the CD record label. Pianist Jorge Federico Osorio, thank you so much for joining us here today on FM 91.
My pleasure, Brett.